are here at the 2018 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on the last day and our final
last hour,
exactly. We're here with
the
today's...
The world's about to end.
Well, you can talk more about that than I can, because you are the futurist here.
Right.
We're talking with Kevin Anderson. You are an author, futurist. What else are you? You have like quite a resume.
Publisher. I worked for the Challenger Learning Center for Space Science Education. I work for the XPRIZE. There's a science fiction council that they have. I'm a science fiction guy. I've written a whole bunch of stuff for Star Wars and X-Files.
Right,
Dune. I've written a bunch of the Dune books with Frank Herbert's son, Brian. A lot of my own science fiction and fantasy and horror. And we just think about interesting ideas in the future, and my job as a writer is to go, and how can that go wrong? And I'm getting pretty good at figuring out disaster scenarios. And you know, you can hear the movie voice going, it was the greatest vacation spot ever, but something went wrong. And that's what we do, is you come up with new technology and, new forms of money and currency. And that's what I was talking about an hour. And what can possibly go wrong with that? And I was talking about science fiction and their visions of currency and what people use. And it's not just, you know, credits or quatloos or whatever, because that's just a funny name for coins. But in the future and in some of our imaginary societies, there are things that people value, whether it's exotic skills. Say you've got a telepath who can send a message. Well, that's a form of currency that we obviously don't have. But entertainment and intellectual property that I can't tell you how many people who have asked me, where do you get your ideas? And I'm thinking, well, don't you all have ideas? Well, there are people who don't have ideas, so they want to buy from people. Well, but entertainment is another. Like, you are paying Lady Gaga because she comes up with music that we like to listen to that we can't do ourselves.
Sure.
So the intellectual property, that information, is something that is a commodity. And of course, anytime you come up with a commodity, somebody tries to figure out how to steal it. And think about poor Lady Gaga, who's recording these things, and then people like Napster are going, I bought one copy and I'm going to give it away to a million people without paying the person who created it. Well, if you make it so easy to steal what used to be valued, then how does the person who comes up with the ideas or the music or the entertainment, how do they earn a living if they're still doing all the work to create the thing? And somebody says, I bought one, now I'm sharing it with a million friends. And the person used to get paid a million royalties for the million copies.
Right.
I mean, that's just one.
They're out of work, and then they can't do their thing anymore.
And then people go, how come there's no good music being made?
Right. Well, stop giving it away for free.
And that's just one of them. And there will also be exotic substances or things that you might, again, we're talking about, you know, Dune, with the spice must flow. The spice is something that's found only on the desert planet Dune, and it's the substance that makes space travel possible. So it's kind of a metaphor for oil in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And
gotcha.
If you don't have oil, then you don't have airplanes and
can't travel
and all
right,
that sort of.
Right.
So that becomes an important commodity.
Okay.
But also, think in a less exotic sense, if you're living in a space station, water and air is pretty important for you. It's probably a lot more important than the $20 bill that you brought up with you, right? So that's the sort of an important thing. And time. That I will pay people money who will save me time, because the half an hour that I get to myself by paying them $50 to whatever, wash my car, change my oil, doing something.
Yeah.
I can wash my car. I can change my oil. But that will take me time. I would rather buy time by paying somebody else to do that.
Right, right.
And that's interesting stuff, but one of the things that I was addressing to the credit union conference in AXFI is, in the future, there are going to be lots of things that we use as commodities, like ideas and time and stuff, that it's hard to quantify and hard to measure. And if it's hard to measure, how do you place a value on it, and how do you store it in a bank? Because obviously, my account, I have to keep track of what I have. And if what I have is something that's intangible, like a telepathic skill,
how do you keep track of that?
How do I then go out and buy milk with that? And I sort of wrapped up that, I mean, it becomes more and more difficult that how do you measure things and make it worthwhile? But just sort of as a good spin, the way I ended it was, we sort of do this right now with brownie points. And I like to do things for people. I like to do favors for people. And other people do favors for me because they like me because I watch their dog or because of something else. And we do sort of have a brownie point economy in an intimate sort of a family or community setting. And if you do favors for people, one of my catchphrases is, if you want to spend brownie points, you have to earn them first. So that means you should proactively be nice to people and do things. Make your deposits, fill up your battery, whatever, so that when you do need, like some family emergency happens, can you please watch the kids because my brother's been in a car accident? Well, you got to have people that you can rely on, and that's what community is all about. And that's what credit unions are all about. See, I even tied it back to the
very good. No, right. No wonder you're a success. Well, there's a thing called reciprocation, you know, and I think that all ties in as well, because you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back type of thing. So there's a lot of reciprocation involved and making deposits.
This is something that a lot of people, you look at them as like users or takers, that they always want something, but then when you need something back, I'm busy or I can't bother. And I would like to instill more of an economy of you have to build up your account before you can spend it. So here I am like smiling. I've had enough coffee this morning. So be nice to people and they'll be nice to you. It's the karma economy.
Exactly. I like that. It's very intangible but very powerful at the same time.
But we all know, right? I mean, I don't have a ledger sheet to know that John Best owes me these 5 brownie points and my sister spent these brownie points.
Yeah, yeah.
But we sort of...
We have a thing called a memory.
Yeah. We know who we should do favors to, and we know that this person's never done anything for me. And just in this day of savage social media and horrible stuff going on, let's be nice to each other.
Well, that's kind of the credit union mantra, is people helping people. And so credit unions have this intangible... I don't want to say bank, but depository, I guess, of doing great things in their community. And in return, hey, you know what? Come bank with us, you know? Come keep your money here, and we'll help you manage it, and we'll do more things in the community, and we'll help you manage your money better, that type of thing. So there's that reciprocation thing, because credit unions are doing some amazing things in the community that go unpublished on a daily basis, and so which they should do more of, by the way. That's a whole other show.
And you need stuff like that because I live in a small town in Colorado, and there are, you know, the little local shops and the local everything, and then the Walmart just came in, and there was quite the uproar because all of the smaller businesses were afraid because there was the big Walmart coming in. But the businesses actually had more of a community vested interest, and people would go there. I don't care if it costs me more, because I'm going to go there because I've been going to Joe's hardware store since I... And that's where it becomes a little bit difficult, because you do have your wallet. You do have your bank account. And if it costs you $5 to fill up at the local gas station instead of at the Costco extra... How far does that go? So you have to be aware that you have to bring a certain kind of value that they can't get elsewhere, and monetize that.
I go to my gas station because they do Apple Pay. I just tap my phone on it, and I pay for it right away. I'm in and out of there. I don't have to deal with my card or anything like that. It's awesome. And I'll pay a little bit extra for that, because it's right by my house, too.
I'll just have to remember that. So... My gas station doesn't. So
it's very few do, because I ask around. I just kind of take a little informal survey, and that's value to me. It may not be valuable to somebody else,
but credit unions are the sort of they are vested in the community, so that there is more to what they offer than just is that interest rate a half a point different from that interest rate.
No doubt.
And you know, again, there is a tipping point where if you're losing hundreds of thousands of dollars, well, karma only goes so far. But if it's competitive, if it's close, and you also get something else out of it, that's back to your brownie point economy, and that's what I would really encourage people
like
to be. Because I'm tired of dealing with jerks. I want nicer people around all of
me too. And I think that's a title of a new brownie point economy. I think there's something you could work on. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, cool. All right, Kevin, I know you got lots of stuff to do or airplane to catch or something like that, but where can we find you, and how can we get the book?
Well, I've got my website is wordfire.com. Okay. Our publishing house is Wordfire, so it's the words on fire.
Okay.
So you can find there. You can sign up for our newsletter. I'll give you free books if you sign up for the newsletter. I'm on Twitter as the word the, and then my initials KJA. So.
Okay.
THEKJA.
Gotcha.
And I'm Facebook, Kevin J. Anderson. Just find me. And I've got all kinds of talks that I give. I teach courses. I've got, I write books so you can read them. And I just make up stuff all the day long. So
sounds like a great life. Kevin, thank you so much.
All